All right, we're gonna learn some Yesaitis over here. Now change your life forever. There is a Gemara that appears 7 times in Shas. One of the most frequently quoted Gemaras, 7 times in Shas. In Pesachim, in Harius, Saita twice, Nazir, Erechin. Okay, 7 times the Gemara, and it's based on a pasuk and on a halacha, on a story in this week's parasha. There's nothing I'm going to read from Saita, but again, it's in many places. Zati Gemara. Here we go. This one is in Saita Chaf Beis Amin Beis. The Gemara says, "What?" I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav. La'olam yasek adam ba Torah v'mitzvos. Afilu shalo lishma, shavitov shalo lishma, bal lishma. A person should always be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs. Even Shalosh Shmala Daniel, a person should always be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs. Even Shalosh Lishma, Shemitah Shalosh Lishma, Baal Lishma. Which literally means you can do things for the wrong reasons. Yasala, you can do things for the wrong reasons. You try them into the wrong reasons and it's fine because it eventually will come to Lishma. What is this? Exactly. Come to Mishma for Chalot and Papers. Even though it's Shalom Lishma, it's going to come to Lishma. Why? Because you're going to hear this Torah. You're not going to want poppers anymore. You're going to learn this sugi again and again and again. So here we go. What is the makar for Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma? This week's parasha. Bilam and Balak. Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Balak hired him, really wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. What happened? Balak brought how many karbanos?
42.
42 karbanos. Who did he bring karbanos to? To Hashem or to a getchka?
Hashem.
Balak had very bad intentions. His intention was to get Hashem's will and Hashem's ratzayim to curse Klal Yisrael. In order to do that, he brought real karbanos. He brought four. They built a mizbeach. Brought 3 times 14 karbanos. 3 times 14 is 42. Yeah. So he brought 42 karbanos. But he brought them to Hashem, but for the wrong reasons. The Taisus and Saita says, Marshah, he did it, he brought it to Hashem. He was doing karbanos to Hashem. Chaim getting vaz over here. He brought karbanos to Hashem, but for the wrong reasons. Zot the Gemara, he brought them Shalom Lishma. Where did it come to Lishma? Because he had great-grandchildren named Shlomo HaMelech. Right, Rus was a Moabiah. She converted, came from her, David, Shlomo. Shlomo Melech brought karbanos in the days of Mikdash. Did he bring them Lishma or Shalom Lishma?
Lishma.
Lishma. So we have Balak, who brought them Shalom Lishma, and his great-grandchildren brought them Lishma. This is the source for Mitos Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. Remember, 7 Gemaras and Shas have this halacha. Remember this forever, and this is the source, this is Parsha. Now, I want to get involved a little bit over here. The Rambam brings it down twice. We're going to read the Rambam. I have 9 questions on this sugi, okay? 9. You got them? We're going to test it later. Question number one is, I want to read you the Rambam. But first question, what does Shalom Lishma mean? Okay, number one, what does Shalom Lishma mean? Right, Shalom Lishma could have a lot of things. Shalom Lishma can mean that I don't like Torah, I don't like mitzvahs, I'm going to do it anyway. It could be, I want to do it because I want to get a good job, I want to get good stats, I want to be able to fight with people, I want to be able to go up to the Rosh Yeshiva and stuck him out because I know this better than he knows it. There are a lot of Shalom Lishmas out there. I want to know, what does the Shalom Hello Yehuda? You're the champion, I heard, right? You're the champion? Ping pong? Nice. So we want to know, what does Shalom Lishma mean? That's child number one. Number two is, there's a Gemara in Brachas, Dav Yud Zayin, that says, someone who learns Shalom Lishma, Nayach Lai, Shalom Nivra, would have been better if he would not have been born. Someone who learns Shalom Lishma, better not to have been born. A Gemara in Tainus, on Dav Zayin says, someone who learns Torah Shalom Lishma, Nasis Osam HaMaves, it becomes poison. That's question two. What? What?
Tesis.
What about Tesis? Tesis,
the second
question. Okay, so we have over here question number one, what does Shalom Lishma mean? Question number two is, why is Shalom Lishma possible? Why is it recommended to do? Shalom Lishma is better you not be born, and it's better it turn into poison for you. Okay, now I want to read you a Rambam. Listen to this Rambam, I want you to make a dik, okay? I read you the Gemara already. The Gemara says you should learn Torah and Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, Shemto Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. Listen to this Rambam, okay? My Rebbe, whenever he went, oh, look who's here, my friend. Here we go. We're in the Sugya Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. We're asking 9 questions. Rabbi Thurm, question number 1 is, what does Shalom Lishma mean? Question number 2 is, the Gemara is all over saying Shalom Lishma is terrible. It's poison, could kill you, you better not be born. Why over here is it recommended? So now I'm going to read you a Rambam, okay? Whenever my Rebbe would have a daughter in Shidduchim, he would bring the bacher into the house and show him a Rambam and say, make a diak. Not this Rambam, but other dukim. And you could not go out with his daughter if you did not make the dik. So listen to this. My daughter is not a shidduchim. You don't like that, do you? Haha. I don't care. Anyway, zok the Rambam. And listen to this. Listen to this. And make the dik. Okay, listen to this Rambam. Zok the Rambam. Amru chachamim. Li'aylam yasek adam batayra. Afilu shalolishma. Shemitosh shalolishma balishma. Any dik? I'll read it again. Zot the Rambam. Le'aylam yasek adam batayra. Afilu shalolishma. Shemitosh shalolishma balishma. What's he say? Afilu. That's okay. Afilu shalolishma balishma. I think the Gemara even says that. Le'aylam. La'ilam, the Gemara says, I'm going to read you the Gemara. I'm going to read you the Gemara. The Gemara says, La'ilam, yasaik adam batayro uve mitzvahs afilu shaloi lishma. Shemto shaloi lishma ba lishma. The Gemara says, La'ilam, the Gemara says, afilu. Sorry, nice try. The Rambam does something.
He doesn't say mitzvah.
Moshe Fredman, are you in Shidduchim? The Gemara says you should be Isaac and Taira and Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. The Rambam. What?
Where's the Rambam?
The Rambam. Good question. Hilchas Talmud Torah Perik. Listen up over here. The Rambam in Talmud Torah Perikim Alacha Hey says this. Zach Max from Minneapolis. Come on, Goldberg. The Rambam Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's not Hilchas Mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam says Torah. Maybe, but the Rambam. But it's a Shreya Torah. What do you want from this? But the Rambam. The Rambam case. I was prepared for you, Max. In case you want to answer that, the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva. Tshuva is about everything. The Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, Perikin Alacha Hey, says the following. Listen to this Rambam. You ready this? Le'aylam yasek adam atayra afilu shalosh mashem tosh shalosh ma balashma. Make a deal. He doesn't say mitzvahs over there, buddy. There he also says the same cloud. So two times, you got to do tshuva. Two times, the Rambam quotes his Gemara, and both times he leaves out mitzvahs. Who asked this question? Everybody with a brain in their head asked this question, okay? You can look in the bank, the Frank Mateach, Rav Shach, Rav Moshe, the Igle Tal, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and others. That's right. This question hits you in the face, okay? So that is question number 3 on the table.
If anything, it should be just the opposite.
If anything, Rabbi Yom said, it should be just the opposite. That what? More by mitzvahs.
Right, because by Isaac Pateria it says Toshalay.
Right, Rabbi Yom was asking, great. The Gemara said, if you Isaac and Toshalay Lishma, better than Shalom Nivra. It only says it by Torah, it doesn't say it by mitzvahs. Okay, so we have 3 questions on the table so far. What does Shalom Lishma mean? The Gemara says Shalom Lishma is terrible. The Gemara says Torah and mitzvahs, and the Rambam leaves out mitzvahs, and he only says Torah. All right, we got another question on the table, which is, should you make a bracha on Torah and mitzvahs, do Shalom Lishma? If I'm going to do right now, I'm telling you, Hashem, I love you, whatever, I don't love you, I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm doing Shalom Lishma. I want to become a big Talmid Chacham. Maybe I want to get covered. I want to get a good shidduch. I want poppers. I want to be able to fight with my rabbis. I'm learning right now Shalom Lishma. I'm doing the Shalom Lishma. Should I make a bracha?
100% or 89%?
What do you mean 189? What do you mean?
100%
of Lishma. What? I don't like Torah. I don't like mitzvahs. I just want to look good. I want stats. I want stats.
0%
S-Z-O-R. 0%. What does that mean? 0%. I don't care about the Torah. I just want to be cool. I want to get a good name. Should I make a bracha? should I not make a bracha? Okay? This Shaila of Moshe Feinstein talks about.
What, like,
stay tuned.
Bracha.
If you gotta do a mitzvah.
On food?
Tyra! I'm gonna learn Tyra right now, so much mash. I make a. Or I'm gonna shake my lulav. I don't care about the mitzvah lulav. I just like the noise, okay? I'm just shaking it for the noise. I'm shaking because I don't be embarrassed. I'm the only guy not having it. Should I make a bracha or not? Mitzvah is gonna be very good. The Igle Tal talks about that. Very much connected. What? Let's see. Okay, that's one question we have. Another question. Another question. What? We find this in the Zohar? You sure about that? Oh, nice. Stay tuned. Netanel! Okay, here we go. Shah, how many questions did you do so far? Hey, counters. No, how many questions did you do so far? No! Four questions. So far, four questions. I gotta get to nine.
I didn't count them all.
I missed them. Okay. What does Shlo Lishma mean? The Gemara says Shlo Lishma is terrible. Why does Rambam leave out mitzvahs? And should you make a brach on it? Another question, just to get involved, did Balak do good or bad? Like, when we look at Balak, and we look at him as like this hero, he did a good thing by bringing all these karbanos. Yeah. The Gemara says, La'aylam, you should do Shlo Lishma. Which seems to be like Balak did a good thing. Is that really true? Ali, listen up over here. Open the window. Anyway, did he do a good thing? Did he not do a bad thing? Question number five. I want to understand Balak, the story a little bit. Did he do good or did he do bad by bringing all these karbanos? He brought them to Hashem. Was that a good thing? The Gemara says, did he do good or did he not do good? Okay? That's question number five. Question number six is based on the story, is a similar idea. Let's say there was the story that the Eish Tamid, Rav Druk, brings down a story from a big Magid. He brings down a story that there was a Magid, a Baal Musar, who gave drushes across the country. And listen to this story. There was a Magid who gave drushes across the country, and he was fire, and he aroused people to do tshuva and mitzvahs. Yet, he was not holding by what he darshaned. He didn't practice what he preached. He wasn't holding there. He went to Rabbi Lazy Yudel Finkel and said, should I continue darshaning? Rabbi Lazy Yudel said, no! If you're not doing what you're preaching, if you're not practicing what you're preaching, stop preaching. But based on this Gemara, they brought out, hey, wait a minute, maybe you could do it because other people will learn from you. We'll get there in a minute. Is that a good thing? Is that a good sushel? Is there such a thing as doing, not just doing Shlo Shema, but darshaning in a way that you're not really doing it, and other people will learn from you. Could we consider that something like a Shlo Lishma? Lishma, is that related to our sugya? There was a story that was related. We need to understand that mice a little bit. That's question number?
Six.
Number seven. Why did the Rambam bring it twice? The Rambam brought it two times, Matthew and Dayek. He brings it one time in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and one time in Hilchas Tshuva. The Gemara brings it seven times randomly, but that's fine. The Gemara does it all the time. But the Rambam is a halachic sefer, and the Mash is a brisker. Say dinim, maybe. Why does the Rambam bring this halacha two times? Okay, I want to understand that. That's question number seven. Question number eight, and this is crucial for you and everyone in this room and me. Question number eight is, when it says Shlo Lishma Bal Lishma, does that mean it'll become lishma for you or not?
The story does.
If I do something shlo lishma, will I eventually come to do lishma?
The story does.
Or my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids will be doing it lishma? From the Gemara, from the story, totally, listen up over here. Shlo lishma, bal lishma. You heard this Gemara before? Shlo lishma, bal lishma. You do that Shlishma, it will come to Lishma. The Gemara's source is from Balak. He did Shlishma and Rus. Many generations later, did Lishma. Do you have a source from this Gemara that if you do something Shlo Lishma, that it will come to Lishma? L'chara not. You have no source. You do it because someone in your family will do it. Maybe everyone in this room had a great, 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 great something that did something really bad, or bad intentions, but you know, a good deed for bad intentions, and that's why we're all here learning the Shema. Maybe, but do you have a raya, right? It's funny. Do you have a raya that you do Simon Shalom Lishma, and it will come to Lishma for you? L'chara not. However, the Rambam clearly says, not like me, The Rambam in both places, but I'll read the one in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek, Yod, Halacha, Hey, Shem Hashem, Perek Yod, Halacha, Hey, Zot the Rambam, Leficha, meaning because of this principle of Shalolishma, Balishma, Zot the Rambam, Leficha, Kishim Melamdin, Ketanim, Venashim, O Ami Aretz, Eim Melamdin, Oysan, Ella, Lavon Miyira, Kedele Kabel Schar. When you teach the kids of Amaratim, teach them to do from Yira or to get prizes. And Shetaber Daita until they get smarter. And then you tell them more. Umar Gilin Oysan, Linizeb Nachas, until they do it in Ahava. The Rambam saying, this is halacha shloshma balishma, and the fikach, that's why you have raffles, and that's why you have incentives, and that's why you have poppers, to bribe you people to learn. And now you'll do it for those reasons, but eventually you'll grow up and you'll do it for real. So the Rambam's clearly attaching this Gemara to one person. He starts off shalol lishma, comes to lishma, the nefesh achayim. Who here learns nefesh achayim? Kiva. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, Perek Yod Chas, and in the Maimer Chav Zayin, clearly says that this Gemara, Shalom Shema Baal Shema, is referring to the person himself. He says, there are times when you're learning and you're just not going to feel it. Just do it anyway. Learn Shalom Shema, because eventually you'll have times in the learning that'll be Lishma. But what? Alright, but the Rambam's learning Shalom Shema Baal Shema is on this person himself. So question number 8 is that true? Shaloshma Balashma, the Gemara's case is where it's for someone else. But the Nefesh HaChaim and the Rambam, that was 8. The Nefesh HaChaim, I'll recap. The Nefesh HaChaim and the Rambam seem to be learning from one person himself, okay? And question number 9 is, how does this work? What is this? Is it like mystical? You do a Shaloshma, comes to the Shema. What are the mechanics of it? Why does it work? How does it work? Spooky? Is it just bam, you do the Shalosh Ma, therefore you get special skusim? Is it make sense? Is it teva? Is it segula? Where does this come from? Okay, these are our 9 shilas. Quick recap. Shila number 1 is, what does Shalosh Ma mean? Shila number 2 is, the Gemara says Shalosh Ma is terrible. Why is this Gemara saying we should do it? Shila number 3 is, the Rambam leaves out mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam leave out mitzvahs? The Gemara says mitzvahs. Shila number 4 is, Shai number 4 is, should you darshan barabim? Is that something like, if you're not holding there, should you darshan barabim? Is that somewhat related to this sugya, as some svarim seem to say, even not holding there? Shai number 5 is, should you make a bracha when you're doing something shalol lishma? Should you make a bracha on such a mitzvah? Shai number 6, did Balak do good or did he not do good? Shai number 7 is, why the Rambam bring down 2 times? Shai number 8 is this going to affect you or just future generations? And shaila number 9, how does it work? What are the mechanics? These are my 9 shilas on this sugya. I don't have any answers. Have a great night. I'm kidding. Okay, here we go. So now we have 10 minutes. No. Anyway, so we're going to start like building a little bit over here. So first of all, Tysus and Saita. Tysus and Saita asked this question of, if Shaloshma is good, and you should always do Shaloshma, why does the Gemara in Brachas and Tainus say it's terrible? It better you not be born, you're creating poison for yourself. So the Tysus says Yisayit, which I believe almost everyone is masking to, smash like that in the Rambam, is that there are 2 types of Shaloshmas. There's the Shaloshma that you're there to fight, to be a monster, to just have knowledge, to become a missionary, to have knowledge, to fight with the rabbis. That's called lekanter, to be contrary. That better not have been born. Go away. But then there's another shlo lishma. That shlo lishma is a shlo lishma where you want kavod, you want reward, you want to be famous, you want to do it because of yira, you're just scared what happens if you don't learn. That is the shalosh lishma that we're talking about. Okay? What?
It's a cold.
Shalosh lishma, because of yira, because of schar, because of kavod. It's a general meaning. We're going to call that the par of shalosh lishma. There's a very bad shalosh lishma, the very bad one, that don't do it all. But then there's like this middle grade. We're doing it for ulterior motives. The ulterior motive is to get famous, etc. That's our sugya, okay? So with that, we just answered two of our shaylas. The shalolish ma of our sugya is clear from the Rambam. Look in the Rambam, all the Rambams in Hilchot Talmud Torah and Tshuva and Pirshah Mishnayis, Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, all the Rambams are clear that Ayin Sham, it's a long one. Ayin Sham, Perek Yud, first Mishnah. The Rambam, they're also all over the place. The shalolish ma that we're talking about is where you're just doing it for covered or because of fear. Fine. So we've answered two of our shaylas. Now, that's the Tosfos that says it openly. Now, what? The first question was, what does Shlo Shema mean? The other one was, the Gemara say they're bad. That's when it's bad, it's good. Fine. Now, what I want to get into is, how does it work? The Igle Tal, in his Akdama, has a Chakira. How does it work? How does a Shlo Shema bring you to a Lishma? So he says a Chakira. Is the pshat that you just get used to doing it? This is number 9. You just get used to doing it. Everybody answering shalom number 9. We don't go in order. You get used to doing it. By you doing something shalom lishma, you just get habitual, you get accustomed to this, and then eventually you'll grow up and you're going to continue doing it, and because you've already been doing it, and then once you start doing it, you're going to continue doing it for the right, but now you're going to start doing it for the right reasons. That's one way. He doesn't like that way. He goes the other way. He wants to say, the way it works is because the schar of the mitzvah will bring you to becoming to do it lishma. The schar. When you do a mitzvah shalom lishma, you get points.
What up, Bullock?
Ah, good point. When you do something shalom lishma, you get points. What are your points? Your points are you're going to be able to do a lishma. So it's not, we're going to call it, it's not teva, it's more siguli. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a lashon that, like, you're bringing or into the oilam. Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is shahama'or shaba machzir lamutav. The mar, when you do this Torah mitzvah that you are lighting up the world, it's going to help you come back. So this is the chakira, really. The Igle Tal had this chakira. Is the pshat that you just get used to it? Or no, the pshat is that you are getting the schar of the shalom lishma will be that you're going to get to do it lishma. That's his chakira. He happens to go...
Sounds like you, it could be your grandkid.
100%. 100%. The Nakamina, thank you. The Nakamina is... This. If you learn that it's because of rug, you'll get accustomed to it. That's something for you, not your grandkid. If it's something that it's seguli, the schar, very good. That could be for you, but that could be not for you. It could be for your grandkid. Great. Beautiful. Now, Lamaisa, he goes the second way. He goes, it's the schar, seguli. That's how he goes. The Rambam that I read to you earlier, and the Rambam Pesach Shnayis is clear not like him. It's clear from the Rambam that start them shalom lishma, they're going to grow up, they're going to get a little smarter, they're going to keep doing it, then they're going to get a little bit smarter. The Rambam is clear this is a process. This is a process, a psychological process. It's clear that's how the Rambam learns. So we have a machlekes. If you take a look in the Nefesh HaChaim, anyone learn Nefesh HaChaim here, Kiva? If you learn to look at Nefesh HaChaim, the Nefesh HaChaim has a lashon. Oh, good. The Nefesh HaChaim has a lashon. I don't have it, I forgot to bring it. The Nefesh HaChaim has a lashon that if you do it shalom lishma, it will start breaking the Yetzirah. It will start machlish the koyach hayetzer. I'm not sure where that fits in. Is that like seguli or that's like teva to be somewhere in the middle? But the point is, this hakir of how it works. Shaila number 9. Shaila number 9. Oh, how's it work? It seems to be a machlekes rishayim achreinim. Is it because you become accustomed to it, or is it because you're getting tzchusim, you're being up the Yetzirah? A potential nakamina is, will it be for yourself or not? Fine. Now, as far as the Rambam, so as I quoted you before, Rav Moshe Avnei Nezer, Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, and Shulchan Aruch Harav, amongst others, all are very bothered by this Rambam. Why does the Rambam leave out mitzvahs? The Gemara is clear about mitzvahs. Not only is the Gemara clear about mitzvahs, what's the example of the Gemara? Balak. When Balak brought karbanas, was that Torah or was that mitzvahs?
Neither, he's not Jewish.
But what was he doing? Was he doing Torah or mitzvahs? A guy can bring karbanas.
Mitzvahs.
He get, we, the base of mission, we accept the guy's carbon. What? We see, because we see what happened. He did a mitzvah of bringing carbon to Hashem. He was machna Hashem, brought a carbon to Hashem. Okay, but he did it. He may not be chayin, but he did it. What? 100%. It was shalom lishma. But was that an example of Torah or was that an example of mitzvahs? That an example of mitzvahs, not Torah. Balak wasn't learning shas and paiskim. Balak was doing a mitzvah called carbon. So, you get a mitzvah. So listen to this. All right, we're almost done. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. We have over here, the Rambam left out mitzvahs. The G'day Achrayinim go two completely different mahalchim, completely different. And me is going to go completely different than them. But here's what the G'day Achrayinim say. Rav Maisha and the Igli Tal say the Rambam left it out because the Rambam holds you're not Yaitzei the mitzvah. You do a mitzvah shelo lishma, you're not Yaitzei. You don't get any points for it. Don't do it. You're not Yaitzei. I, the Gemara, Igli Tal, the Shtikl Torah, the Gemara is like one manda amar of mitzvahs, eight tzrikas kavana, davar she'ena mitzchavin, blah, blah, blah. He had a whole Shtikl Torah, Kedai, look at it. Fascinating. He wants to say that the Rambam Paschal is not like the Gemara. And the Rambam holds, it's not true by mitzvahs. And all is by Torah, you're not getting the schar of Lima Torah.
What?
You're not getting the mitzvah of Lima Torah. Zatra Maisha. According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. When you learn Torah Shalom Lishma, or do mitzvah Shalom Lishma, no bracha.
But it's also
bracha. But you still do it. Zatra Rambam, you do it because it'll lead you to do things more. It's just like practice. But no mitzvah, no bracha. You heard me? Rav Maisha Feinstein in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Beis. Take a look, don't believe me. Yeah, Simon Beis. No, both. According, so that's Rav Maisha. The Rambam left out Mitzvah Shelo Lishma because you do not get any points for it. And he only brings down Torah because you're not getting points for it, but eventually it'll lead you to doing more.
I'm saying, why can't Mitzvah also eventually lead you to...
Torah is special. Torah is special. Talmud Torah, the Rambam bringing the Talmud Torah Knight Kulam is on a different darga. It's even good enough when you do a Shalosh Mah to bring it to different levels. Okay, listen. We got to move. Take a look. Unbelievable. That's where he goes. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Rav Shach go the completely opposite way, which is the Rambam doesn't even need to tell you about mitzvahs. Of course, it's a beautiful mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah Shalosh Mah, you did the perfect mitzvah. But you would have thought, maybe by Torah, it's terrible. Maybe by Torah Shalosh Lishma, how can you do Torah Shalosh Lishma? You're missing the point. No good,
also,
terrible.
The Rambam says that it is better you should be born by Torah Shalosh Lishma.
Right, okay, but yeah, the Rambam does say do it. Right, so there's a Havamina. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There's a Havamina. Oh, very good. So like this. Both these Mahalchim are great outside of the Gemara. But Lamais is very schwer. The point is, we have two mahachim, the Gedali Achreinim. One is saying that mitzvahs, you're not Yaitzeh at all. The other one is saying, Pshita, Yaitzeh. It's unbelievable, the two extremes. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really read so well in the Gemara. I want to tell you a potential another pshat in the minute and a half remaining, which is like this. Minute and a half? I can do it in a minute. Okay, here we go. Here's where it goes. Perhaps there's two didim. There's mitzvahs, and then there's Torah. I'm hypothesizing. Torah is a svara, needs no makar. It's a svara that the Rambam brings down. If you do Torah, Shalosh Lishma, it will lead you to the Shema. It'll lead you to, you yourself will come to the Shema. Oh boy. You yourself will come to the Shema. Okay? Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. To do mitzvah shelo lishma, that needs a makar, because maybe mitzvah shelo lishma are not worth much. That needs a makar from Balak, and that is no guarantee it's going to bring you any closer. Maybe for your generations. So I'm saying like this. There's still more work to do. I'm planting the seeds. By Torah, the Ramhos is a svara, a hergel. You become used to it. When you become used to it, that will bring you closer, and it's you that gets closer. Whereas mitzvahs, that's not a svara. Mitzvahs are on a lower level. Torah has more kaychas than mitzvahs have. By mitzvahs, we need a makar for that. And the only makar is from Balak. And therefore, the only makar is for future generations. There's no makar that will help you. Think about it. It'll be working great. And that is a wrap. Have a good night. Bye.